Hey, what are you listening to?
Oh, you didn't get that?
Get what?
Themnutspodcast.com.
Welcome to Them Nuts Podcast Show. I'm the producer, Luis Gomez, hosted by comedians Darius Campbell and Ray Chung, along with Bucky, the executive producer. You can find Them Nuts on all your social media networks, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or follow and listen to us on Podomatic.com.
So I'm working with a group. You know, we're called LCA. It's something that me and my girl came up with. It's called Life Camera Action.
Oh, cool.
And so, you know, we know people. You know, we've been acting. I've been acting different plays, different productions. And we always wanted to do our own thing, you know, like, you know, sketch comedy, videos, I mean, that you see on YouTube. Just doing production and being productive and doing what we want to do.
Oh,
you know
cool.
What I mean? So we're working.
You do all the editing and the camera work and all that?
Well, we haven't started shooting. I have experience. Me, I got experience in a lot of different things. So when it comes down to it, if it's got to get done, I can make it happen. But, you know, I want to use outsource and use other people, you know, because that's kind of the goal, to have a big umbrella and be able to give all the people that we know that do different things a chance to do it.
I like that ambition. We had that shit going on one time. We're like, yeah, let's start a sketch comedy group.
Yeah.
All we got up was a fucking Google Doc. Nothing came out of that shit.
Hold on, but that Google Doc, I've laughed twice.
Productivity out of it,
motherfucker.
Well, I laugh at all my own jokes.
Yeah. Oh, that's it.
Fucking
no, but the cool thing about that is, like, you know, when we write sketches or when we come up with ideas, like, I know you guys, and you may fulfill a character. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm going to pull from people that I know, you know what I'm saying? And that way, because I know so many people that's trying to do the same thing, you know? And my thing was, it's like, all of us were scattered. And I'm like, we come together on one ship and get there together. You know what I mean? The strength in numbers.
Right.
So, I mean, and that applies to everybody that I know, you know? I'm the type that will help people and keep it all in the family.
Yeah, you know what I mean? That's a good idea. Yeah. I mean, that's what everyone's trying to do, because it makes it easier than doing it on your own.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Shit.
So yeah, but that's called LCA, like I said, Life Camera Action.
So is your girl helping you out with that as well? Is she on camera as well, or she's doing all the?
Yeah, she's acting. You know, she's modeling. She's doing everything.
Damn.
So yeah, it's cool. You know, she's supportive, man. That's why I'm like, before, I'm like, you know, I would stay away from relationships. I didn't want to do anything like that. But, you know, this person is like, I couldn't let it just go. You know, I couldn't let it just walk away and be like, damn, what if? I'm at the point to where I'm like, let me try this out and see what happens. Because I don't want to be like years later, like, damn, what could have happened with her? I fucked up. Now I'm just fucked.
Ooh.
So,
that Nissan commercial.
What? Nissan commercial.
Yeah.
What Nissan commercial? They got Nissan commercials that say I'm fucked.
Wait, dude, no. But a guy sitting there and he was dating Brooklyn Decker supposedly in high school and said, oh, I'm done with you. And then next thing you know, 5-6 years later, she's showing up in a magazine and he's like, oh, shit, I'm fucked. So he's sitting in a commercial and they're like, oh, I'm going to take the car because I don't want to know what fucking possibly happened. Yeah. That's your life. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it is. So fuck you, Matt. Don't say shit. You're on camera. You don't say shit. I got you as you can. Because Matt's face is like, what the fuck that analogy come from?
Not even analogy, but like, how do you relate what he's... All right, it's...
Yeah, fuck.
Nissan.
Guys, this is what happens when you don't get on stage a lot. You got a lot of time to watch commercials.
That's an old-ass commercial, too, man.
Now you know the commercial now?
No, I'm saying, Brooklyn Decker, she hasn't been around since like what, 4 years ago? Or something.
Brooklyn
like that.
Decker just did a movie last week. Look. Yeah. All right. Go on. Fuck it. Fuck my shit. All my break. My intermission. Yeah.
So how long have you been doing this? All like, when did you get in the comedy game and start doing everything?
Comedy, man. You know, officially, I told myself I'm gonna try to do this was last September.
Okay.
So, I mean, I've been like my whole life. I've been kind of like putting on the show. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I've been doing different things like music. Acting, improv, but stand up, like, I never really just did it. And I've been told, like, you should do this. I'm like, nah, whatever. You know what I mean? Whatever. Class clown, all of that. You know, high school, funniest. And then it started when last year I did a program at my aunt's church. in my mom's church. I'm sorry. And, you know, I had to do a set for a church. And I just went up and did it. You know, I didn't really, you know how to write material or anything. I was just talking what I knew, what I thought was funny at church from being young, going to church and seeing it seeing it be funny, man. And they were in there just cracking up, bro. The whole church was losing it. I did it there, and I did it at my aunt's church twice. So that's what got me jumped off. Then I started hitting up Max Bloom's Anchor Bar and all that.
Mm-hmm. The upper mic circuits around here, yeah. That's awesome, dude. Are you trying to take that anywhere else? You said you had LCA.
LCA.
What are you doing with the you doing sketch and improv? That's all done at Leche Lounge?
That's done at Leche Lounge for right now. But we're trying to expand and go other places. But I got a good position at Leche. You know, Leche, they show me a lot of love there. So, you know, right now I'm growing it and cultivating it there. So, yeah, I host it. And we're having an open mic next week, matter of fact, at Leche on the 20th.
Is that mainly clean comedy, though?
No, it's whatever.
Oh, it's whatever?
It's for comedy, music, poetry, whatever. It's just an all-around open mic next Friday, the 20th.
Cool, man.
Come through Leche Cafe, Norwalk, California, Pioneer and Firestone. That's where it's at.
Yeah, because we won't probably drop this until a year later. Your shit will be done.
Yeah, what do you got booked in 2015?
Yeah, because this is amazing.
2015.
I'm in Vegas, right? Baby.
I'm trying to get it. All right, I'm booked to go on. Actually, I am booked for something in 2015. First impressions at the Chocolate Sundays.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Is that still the Comedy Store, or do they move that to?
It's at the Laugh Factory.
The Laugh Factory now, yeah.
Laugh Factory, so I'm trying to get that. You know, I'm getting prepared for that. With that, I believe it's like you get 3 minutes.
Dang, it's booked to like a year ahead.
It's booked,
yeah, dude,
bro.
It's way out there.
Yeah. It's booked.
Yeah, cause they do it once a month.
They do it once a week.
Oh, really? And it's that far out?
It's booked.
Yeah, it's always packed up, man. And that's more on like the black circuit too.
That's the black circuit.
Have you done like any of like the J Spot or Comedy Union or any of those?
I never have. Okay. I never have. I actually, you know. That's my goal for this summer is to hit all of those spots.
Mm-hmm.
Because what I've done is I've started, like I said, Max Bloom's Anchor Bar.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I've been to Flappers a couple times, but I never really done like LA black crowds. Black crowds. I know how to make black people laugh, you know what I'm saying? Cuz black people funny, yeah, period. Yeah, just
everybody notes. Let me write this shit down.
Yeah.
I need to know.
Black people, they just, you know, you just tell them, talk about them. They funny all in themselves. So, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm blessed because out here, it taught me a whole different game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I did a show two shows at the Bread Improv. You know, it was like maybe 4 black people there. But, you know, I had the whole crowd engaged and laughing. You know what I mean? So, but that's why I'm grateful for doing comedy in the OC because it makes me more versatile.
Exactly. I did a black show. It was awesome. It was at the Barbara Morrison Performing Arts Center in South Central.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I'm a Crenshaw and Vernon. Woot, woot. It was 5 months in. It was actually last summer. And they had a huge foundation thing going on for the We Are Trayvon Martin Foundation.
No.
And it was me. I was the one white guy there. I got booked to do it. And it was fun, man. It was a learning experience. It was a crazy crowd, but it was a fun time.
Yeah, black people can get crazy, man.
No, but in a fun way. It's not like they're fucking going to threaten me or anything.
They were.
Oh, no, they did. The one lady did.
Mostly it is the females, too, that will threaten you.
Oh, they will go off in a minute.
But do you prefer black crowds or you prefer the diverse crowds that's out here?
I prefer a diverse crowd. You know, I just think about period. Like with everything, like with women, with everything. I'm a diverse individual, you know. I like diversity, but I want to do like a mainly black crowd. You know, I want to touch it and do it. I did it at the church because I was like, you know, it's a black church. It was all black people, a couple white people. But I would prefer a diverse crowd. Two reasons, because that would, like I said, it makes me more versatile. And the money, like if I'm just stuck at a black, if I'm just stuck in black, or if I'm just stuck in white.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I'm only going to be getting one or the other.
Exactly.
There you go.
But money-wise, if I'm in, I'm getting everything. You know what I mean? Business-wise, it's best to be more versatile. So that's why I prefer diversity.
Well, and as soon as your name's out there that you can work any kind of room, you're definitely going to get booked at more rooms.
Yeah.
So, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's cool. And then also like clubs. I like going to diverse clubs. I don't like just hollering at black girls. You know? I don't like hollering at. I want
so what's your girl now?
My girl is Romanian.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see what I mean?
Oh, okay.
Damn.
Yeah.
Romanian?
Romanian.
She got like the thick accent on her too?
Nah.
Oh, okay.
She got a mustache?
Nah.
that's Italian. That's not Romanian.
Nah, it's actually the fucking, what's those? Start with an A.
Armenian.
Yeah, those guys. Yeah.
One of them Armenians. One of them Armenians. One of them Armenians.
It was your girl, gymnast. Romanian. Fucking got questions.
Yeah, there you go.
All the ones, gymnasts, right. I knew. Romanians.
That's
yeah,
true.
That's fine.
That's
Romanian.
True.
Yeah, she's Romanian, bro.
What's her name?
Her name? Put that. Y'all want me to put that?
No, up? Just a. Nadia. Damn, I want him to say, dude. Nadia Comaneci.
Her name is B.
Okay.
B.
Hmm. That's it. You look at Robin Rude and second that. I don't know. He could tell her name was A, and I'll be like, fuck it. I don't know.
Yeah. He's about to go look her up on Facebook right now. Like,
hold on, who's A? Who's B? A?
He said I like B. Now, was it B-E? Was it B-E-E or was it?
Yeah, was it?
Capital B.
Yeah, that's cool, though. But so she's an actress and model and shit.
Yeah.
And you guys have other partners, you said, in this?
Yeah, we got a group of people that we work together with that we work with before, because I went to Cerritos College.
Okay.
We did productions with them there, so that's we all met, and you know, and I was just like, man, you know, everybody's trying to do something outside. We need to make it happen on our own, and let's do it. And you know, and everybody's down. I'm kind of like a leader to the group. You know what I mean? And I just had to make it happen. You know, and they down for it. And it's going in. It's going up.
What do you think about like running podcasts? We need a leader for this one. So
oh yeah, this is
because ours. He can't even fucking pay attention more than 5 seconds.
This guy, yeah, ADD like a motherfucker over here.
Yeah. What are we still talking? Are we still on microphones?
Louis, are they talking about you again? Fuck, that's some mean shit right there. Love that. Lead what? Louis, lead us, please, to the promised land.
Louis drinking that kvassia.
Yeah,
that cup is empty.
Our leader is saying, fuck it. He's like, you do what you do, and I do what I do.
Well, he's got to stay sober. It's a hard job to push a button to start it and then push a button to stop it. I know, man. It's hard.
Now, you know what I'm excited about, though? Is that Dave Chappelle's coming back.
Yeah?
I was real dope, like, because he's coming back to, he's doing a Radio City Music Hall this month.
Like, 8 sold-out shows or something ridiculous.
And, like, it's like watching Jordan come back. Remember when he retired?
Yeah.
Can we talk about something real quick? What the fuck happened to Chappelle? Is he on roids? When did he
oh, yeah, he got buffed up.
That's Africa.
Yeah,
he got buffed up. That's Africa would do that to you, man.
Nah,
Africa.
He didn't get on Africa.
He was over in Africa for, what, a year?
Nah, he was there like 2 weeks, bro.
He was there for a year.
No, he's there 2 weeks.
He was there for rehab.
First off,
no, he's not there for rehab, bro.
First off, have you not seen the fucking commercials about Africa? There's not a buff African I've ever seen on TV before.
Wait, hold on. Time out. You're thinking of two different Africans, because South Africa is very rich. Now, there's two different Africans. Because I work with a fat girl from Africa, and she told me there's someone eating over. There's eating. There's people eating over. There's two different Africans, South Africa and North Africa. And North Africa is basically the fucking poor, like Ethiopians and all that shit right there. South Africa has a lot of money. They have all the gold and they have all the fucking oil. Those are those guys. That's the white people. They have all the white people on.
No,
that
well, anyways, he was in there for fucking a year.
Darius, we've been doing this podcast for 15 minutes, and you just now decided to chime in with that shit. Like,
this is fucking shit. I gotta argue with them all the time. I don't know, fuck when Dave Chappelle's back. We got Marty now. Fuck that. Yeah, fuck you. Directing different direction shit. Now I gotta get all hostile.
But I'm a fan of Dave Chappelle.
No, that's my man, dude. That's my man. Like, it's just like, you know, you got all these comedians claiming the throne, and then now he's like, all right, Chappelle's back, you know?
Yeah,
like,
Chappelle, it's happening. Because Chappelle is like, you know, Chappelle is so dope because he rope-a-dopes you. Like, you don't know where he's going with his joke. Yeah. Like, his setup
He's so effortlessly, man.
It's like, damn, like, I didn't even see that coming, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Smooth as shit.
Yeah, do you have, like, any influences, like, from, like, you know, like, Chappelle to anybody else that actually influences, like, kind of your comedy style, or?
I would say, you know, style. I'm like Bruce Lee with style, you know? I don't like style. But no.
Bruce Lee had style.
Style, because style puts you in a category. That's what Bruce said. I love Bruce Lee. He influenced me a lot. But
so you're like water. That's what you're trying to say.
Be water, gotcha. My friend. You pour water into a cup, it becomes the cup. You pour it into a bottle, it becomes the bottle.
Like
you pour water into a tea kettle, it becomes the kettle. Now, water can crash or it can flow. Be water, my friend.
Bruce Lee.
There
Bruce
is something Lee. About that fat chick.
Yeah. I'm still over there, the fat chick. If you be with the fat chick, you got water.
I already it's figured out that real. He was asking me earlier, have you ever seen clouds? Have you ever seen clouds on weed? Have you ever looked at water? No, have you ever looked at water while high?
Because Bonnie, right, he was trying to get there. We're like, is he going to get there? No. Yeah. Where you going? No. He roped up us right there.
Bruce Lee is dope, dude. Some motherfuckers.
Bruce is an influence, but with comedy, I would say I used to watch a lot of, like, In Living Color.
Mm-hmm. Martin. Oh, there you go.
Martin.
Sketch stuff.
Martin. I would say Martin. Martin influenced me a lot, man.
Yeah, I do. Shanae, she influenced all my.
Shanae, okay. Yeah, Shanae. She's funny, man. Shanae. Martin Lawrence, Jamie Foxx, of course, Eddie Murphy, Raw. I love Richard Pryor, man. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. I love Richard Pryor. He's just dope. But I would say my favorite comedian is Martin Lawrence.
Yeah, he's Martin great, man. Stuff. Well, he was great.
Yeah, he was really good.
Saw him recently, and it's the old stuff. Yeah. I don't think
really.
He doesn't have any new.
Where'd you see him?
Laugh Factory.
Oh yeah, for real.
Stopped in.
You saw him live?
Yeah, he bumped somebody off, and he did 20 minutes of basically old ass 1993 type for material. Real?
Like, you so crazy, Martin?
Oh, yeah, you. So
yeah, crazy. Yeah. Well, like when the punchline is gay. Like the word gay, he's like, oh, that's gay, and he's like waiting for the laugh, and he's like, no, that's cool now.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't laugh at that anymore. Yeah,
you know,
it's offensive.
Gay is in. Gay is in right now.
Yeah, according to Bucky, it was in.
No, but he still he kind of killed the show, man. He did. Good job.
Yeah, he still. You don't lose that also, though.
That's our door alarm. That's our door alarm. Whenever someone else comes in, the dog goes crazy.
That's just the door.
So Martin Lawrence really influenced a lot of stuff. So when you decided to get in the game, and you said, like, you want to go gravitate yourself, how do you do your writing? You just basically, because you come from the improv circuit, am I correct?
Yeah.
So do you do a lot of your writing by just writing it down and then going forward, or do you do write on stage?
I'm starting to write more, but... A lot of what's up, girl? It's a dog. This dog just
snatched you the lap horse back.
This little bitch just crawled across the
street. She knew her name. Now you did. You started talking to her. Shit. Sachi, no, shit. No.
But yeah, when
Sachi, damn, she don't like you.
Shit. This will be intermission. We have to fucking cut out. Hey, might have Louis do some editing this time. Yeah.
Oh,
so, what were you saying?
I was saying writing. I'm starting to write more now, but initially, like, I would just go up, you know what I mean, and just do my thing. I would have stuff I wanted to talk about and just go up, but I'm learning that writing, like, if I actually write, I'm so much more powerful, you know what I mean? It's so much more potent because I'm actually putting my time and putting my mind to it instead of doing it just going off natural and doing it with ease. You know?
So freestyling.
Yeah, freestyling. Because I know, because the confidence or being good at something is a gift and a curse, because you won't work as hard as people that are trying, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So me writing now and being more focused on writing, it helps. But what I do is I would go up, listen to my voice recording, and then write off of that, see what laughs I get, you know what I mean, what works, what doesn't. And a lot of the writing is my family. Because I'm with them a lot, and they just are fucking ridiculous.
He's got a notepad on the side or something.
Just ridiculous. Just ridiculous stuff, man. And then some more writing I do, you know, I would write an idea and, you know, just talk to people about it, like my friends, see how they see their perspective, their point of view on it, you know what I mean? And get funny from that, like having a conversation with my boy, you know? Every conversation with him is hilarious. And we talk like once a week, so I just absorb all that and write it down. But yeah,
is he a comic too or an improv?
Nah, he's just a regular dude.
Oh, just a homeboy.
Just a real 100% dude. You know what I mean? He's not gonna sugarcoat anything at all. No filter, no nothing. He's raw. So everything he says is just like, and that's what's funny. You know, is the raw and the real. Real life shit is funny.
So when you go on set, you say, "Is my buddy said this?" Or you take on that. You act like you said it.
I would take on a persona
of him. Yeah.
Like, become him.
Become him? Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because if I don't, it's fake.
Yeah, that's true.
But yeah, man. That's how I do my writing. Is just listen to my recordings and then write. or write down an idea. Just start off with one word or a sentence or an idea and go on that on stage.
You are really into this. Check the reaction, that shit.
And then write based off of that. That's how I do my writing.
He's like the James Lipton. This is inside the actor studios with up and coming comedians.
What is your favorite cuss word? Yeah. Brilliant.
Or
brilliant.
Last night, the gay bar. Bitches. Like staring into his eyes.
No matter what I do today, it's not going to be right for any mothers. Would you please stop insulting me, mother? I tried. I went to college. On. You fuckers. Damn.
So you've been doing stand up. You've been doing comedy for a while, man. Yeah. Do you have like any? Have you been heckled? You got any crazy stories? Anything go wrong you want to tell us about? What was your worst bombing, dude?
I've been heckled once. First time I got heckled, I was at Ian's Irish Pub.
Oh, Liam's?
Liam's?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was it's kind of my fault because I was talking to this dude. He was drunk. I didn't know he was drunk. But, you know, I like to engage with the audience. You know what I mean? I like to talk to him. And I was asking this guy a question. And I was asking him about his girlfriend, and his friend was like, you know, this guy, his wife's a Muslim. And I was like, oh, wow, really? Because I do his joke about being like triracial, you know, not three different races, but I try different races. I try different things, you know. I don't discriminate when it's time to penetrate. You know what I mean? And he was telling me about his friend. He was like, oh, his wife's a Muslim. I'm like, whoa, your wife's a Muslim? Do you eat pork? And then he was like, do you eat chicken? It's a white dude. No, he said, do you eat watermelon? Watermelon.
Damn.
Do you eat watermelon? I'm like, no, I never had watermelon. I don't think I would like watermelon. And then he was like, and it went on from there, and we were just going back and forth. And what happened next? He said something about my mom. He said something about my mom. And I said something about, he said his mom he learned sucking dick from my mom because she was sucking his dick. This guy was drunk, so it was kind of twisted. And then I was like, your mom sucked my dick. You know what I mean? The difference between me and you is my mom will be sucking your dick for seconds. My dick is big. Your mom like that BBC. She like that big black cock. She gonna be sucking my dick for days. And I killed them off on that. He was just cracking up. He dapped me up after that. You know, it was all cool.
Now your buddy's hot.
All fun. Yeah,
come over for Thanksgiving and shit, huh?
Yeah, man. Yeah. You know, his mom come over. I take her in the back room. She gonna come out till next week. Man. She sucking my dick for the whole week. But nah, that was the first time and only time I've ever been heckled, man. Yeah, but it was cool though. I'm glad it happened. Glad it happened.
Yeah, Liam's is a fun room. It's a crazy crowd.
I've never done it.
Oh, you haven't? Oh, it's
no.
It's a weekly drunken place all the way in Colton, California.
Yeah, we were supposed to be doing that for it's not Rick. It was another gentleman that was out there.
It's Rick Rum Show.
Yeah, but it was another gentleman that supposedly booked us. But then I said, well, when he saw the flyer come out, neither one of us was on it. So this is like 2 years ago. And I was like, fuck that. It was way out. I think Colton's right under Big Bear, isn't it?
Colton's out there, man.
Colton's like past. It's right past. Yeah, 215.
Yeah, so it was deep. Past and I was mobile. Like, there's a reason I'm just going to go there. And there's usually like, what, 12 comics on this show, am I correct? Yeah, so it was just way too many. And I was like, I'm cool. But I heard good things about it.
Well, it's nine years? It's a cool room. My experience is it's a place to where it's a bar where the regular people there, they seen comics. So, you know, it's like you got to get their attention or they just going to be drinking at the bar, talking loud and shit. You know what I'm saying? And it's just going to be like you're talking to one person. So you got to get there. It's a place that you got to grab their attention like within that first minute.
You gotta throw a can at somebody, huh?
Almost, sometimes. Yeah. My favorite part about that place, there's a guy in the back. He's an old white guy. He never faces the stage. But if you ever tell a joke that he likes, he'll raise his beer or he'll give you the thumbs up. Never turns around, but the hand goes up every time. So it's
sign of approval.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then you know it's time
you're
to get
official
off.
With that guy.
You know he's listening.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool.
That's good. So, but besides the show you got coming up next week, which we probably won't drop, anything else coming before the 2015?
I got, you know what, I've been focusing on LCA.
But then, so when you got another one of those coming
The 18th, out? July 18th.
July 18th, okay, July 18th. That's cool. And then what's that one?
That's It's in Norwalk at Leche Cafe. Okay. That's July 18th.
And how many acts do you guys usually have on?
This one we're probably going to have like, gonna have an improv group where we're going to do two sets of improv, long form, short form. And we're going to do like four sketches.
Wait, so are you on every one of them? You on all four sketches and improv?
Uh-huh. I try not to, you know, I try to get everybody involved, yeah. You know. But sometimes it's hard because...
Yeah, you got to carry a show, I get you.
Exactly. Meeting up, you know, getting people... It's 15 people in this group.
Damn.
It's hard to get everybody to meet up, bro. Mm-hmm. It's hard to get people to commit.
Yeah, for sure.
It's hard.
Yeah, that's a lot of people.
That, and it is yeah, fucking, 15 is a It's shot. Hard. Everybody wants to do it, but it's like, okay, we meeting up. XYZ days. Some people there, some people not. It's a group of people that's always there. And then some people that I can expect to be late, and some people I can expect to hit me with a text excuse. You know what I mean? Oh, my car broke down.
Right, man.
I'm moving today. What happened? They got something different.
We completely understand. We had a guy here once. He was supposed to show up, and then he threw out his back right before it happened.
Oh yeah, that, yeah.
So I haven't paid attention.
That's just really great.
But
that's
yeah,
kind of like their kid was in
the
hospital.
Oh yeah, fuck you. I at least got Facebook to prove my shit.
Check my Facebook, motherfucker. Check my.
So
Facebook.
You guys didn't know that I was just not belling out on you. I'm actually on Facebook with my son. There's that smile. You know? Get the idea, Charles.
You have multiple kids for man. You lose one, you still got the other.
Yeah, which is true. We've already lost two, so God bless us two more. So thanks, man. Make sure my wife listens to this episode.
This information's pertinent before you make jokes.
Yeah, you might want to remember that. One,
yeah. That's worse than a your mama joke.
Damn.
Happy Father's Day. There you go.
Yeah, thanks, Darius. Your girls are looking down on you.
Bucky, happy Father's Day.
Damn.
I'll have a sip for my bitches.
Yeah, I'm going to crack that right now. But yeah, man, I don't have any... I've been focusing on that. That takes up a lot of time. So, but I'm steady writing. You know, I did Brea Improv last month in May. That was the last show I did. I was supposed to do a show with Mel Austin on the 12th, but that got rescheduled. I don't know when that's coming.
Squeaky clean.
It wasn't squeaky. It was one of
The joke battle or the
I
joke.
Think so. The Dave and Buster's.
The comic battle or whatever it is. Yeah, it's a... Which one? The Arcadia or the
Ontario? It was going to be Orange. Dave and Buster's.
Oh, there's
Orange.
One. I didn't know he was doing Orange. Dude, it's a fun show, man, if you get on it, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm on it whenever it comes, but I don't know. I think he got something else going on like the... At the Irvine or the Ontario Improv.
Wait, so is it a roast?
Yeah, he does the squeaky... No, it's not a roast.
Or is it just two comics going
on? No, basically, like, it's... He does a couple rounds of it, and then the winners go back, and then they finish it off, but... Cash prizes involved. It's a good show, man. It's fun.
And does it finish off that day? Like that same day, or it's not like all these comedy competitions where
he'll bring out like 10 comics, and like first, second, and third. First goes to the next one. So like the last is like the best. He does like 10 shows, like the best 10 comics, and then that one has a bigger cash prize. But each one is its own individual contest.
Oh, okay. All right.
And it's fun, man. It's got a little panel of judges. It's not based on like a bringer situation. It's cool. And then the room. I did the one in Ontario. It's a huge room, dude. Like, he had easily, like, 180, 190 people in the room to watch it. So
nice.
Dave and Buster?
Yeah, the one in Ontario. Was
I heard he does
out,
a really
dude.
Good job out there in Ontario, especially even with the Squeaky Clean show. Yeah. If you ever get on that one. Ontario Improv, is that?
He packs those out, like, turn away people kind of packed out for a clean show at, like, 2 p.m. on a Saturday or Sunday. Mm. And he packs them out. So, yeah, Mel's doing great things, man.
Yeah, so I'm trying to link up with him, man, and just see where that goes. But, yeah, that's basically... I'm trying to get on, you know, anybody listening, book a nigga.
What is this, the Johnny Flowers approach to comedy booking?
Hey, Johnny Flowers is comedy, man. He'll post up, looking for a spot tonight. I just read all his Facebook posts in his voice. You know what I'm saying? Somebody hook me up with a 10-minute spot tonight.
Well, he's on his way over here right now. That's why I have
Oh, man.
He's coming to see you.
Johnny is like, you know, like I said, this past year is when I said, you know, I'm gonna do this comedy thing. But I went to Max Bloom's like what, a year before that, just to try it out, you know.
See, get your feet wet.
I went, and Johnny and I think I went to his
Tickles
once. You know, those were the two times I did it, and then I was done.
Yeah, Tickles would have skipped the shit out of you. Yeah.
Thank you for listening to Them Nuts Podcast. Hope you enjoyed the show. Stay tuned for new episodes and other Them Nuts productions. Be sure to like and follow us on all the social media networks and Podomatic.com, because we have got more to come.